Okay, welcome to this week's edition of Tales of the Whales.
A little more
projection.
Projection, darling, yeah.
Well, I'm just talking. I'm not projecting.
We have to project so people hear.
I just like to just chat normally.
Oh, well, we
no
are
one's
just
ever sort of
normally.
Not managed to hear me up until now.
No, you're right. You're
and
right.
I'm not being an actor.
You'll be a, coffee went down the wrong way. You'd be a very good actor. Now, it's not been a very good week, has it?
Well, the weather hasn't been very nice. You've been feeling a bit rough. I got lots of work done, so I'm quite happy with the week, the way it went. You've had a couple of visits from the district nurses.
Yeah.
Because we've had a bit of problem with leaky leg.
My legs have blown up full of liquid, yeah.
And one of them's got a hole in it and leaks.
Yeah, which isn't very nice
either. Quite a lot. A little puddle on the floor where you're sitting.
Yeah, and I tried to, which I probably shouldn't have done. I went to the studio on Friday night to do the show, didn't I?
That was last night.
Yeah, but people might be listening to this.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. And I really shouldn't have gone, should I?
Well, you were determined to go. You really wanted to go, and you've done it now, but I don't think we'll be doing it again because the two-hour journey there and back just takes it out of you, doesn't it, really?
Yeah. I'm a bit sad about it, really. I thought I might be able to handle it better, but I've got, as people can probably hear, breathing issues. I've got mouth ulcers. I've got...
Sore bottom.
All right, we don't need to go quite that far.
From your pressure sore.
Yeah.
And a leaky leg.
And it's just getting to the situation where you think, this is just not worth it.
Oh, don't be like that.
I know. But...
I was very impressed with my nursing skills in the week because where your leg was leaky and the lady had come and put the plaster on it, but it was dripping, I improvised with kitchen roll and crepe bandage, which I thought was quite good and did the job. But she did laugh at me.
She did laugh at you, but... You know, you managed to stop me leaking everywhere. See how my voice goes?
Yes, it's really a bit croaky at the minute.
Yeah.
So, well, Tuesday we're going to try and get to Bart's in London and go and see Professor Tom, just for a chat.
It's for travelling. I've got to the stage now where just getting up and walking to the loo.
I'm sure he could just FaceTime us if I message them and ask.
Yeah.
Yes, getting up and walking to the loo is...
Then I have to sort of sit
wears
down
you out,
and
doesn't it?
Get myself together to come back. It's the same for all cancers eventually, because there's a tendency to think, well, I felt that was. See what I mean? It won't come out. Mm. I felt there was a tendency to think, this isn't that bad. You know, few tumours are getting in the way and various other bits and pieces. But it obviously affects you in different ways, depending upon what the tumours do. I didn't even know I had a new one until you sort of told me.
Well, no, it's just there was on the scan, there was a couple. They're only tiny. They're just in new places. So...
Yeah.
They're irrelevant.
But I don't want to put people off and frighten people. You know, you may go through the end of time. Well, I better say, hadn't we, for people who are just tuning in, wondering what is all this waffling on?
Good idea.
Well, this is a podcast.
See, that's my fault because I didn't start. You let me start off and I didn't do it properly.
You're doing fine, darling. You really are.
With disclaimer about adult content.
As people say, as my producer Chuck said, and you don't listen, you are a natural broadcasting talent. But you don't understand that just sitting there talking is an art most people can't do.
Well, I can only do it because I'm talking to you. I couldn't just sit here and talk to myself like
you
can.
No, but you could sit and talk to anybody who interested you. Anyway, this is the annoying is...
So anyway, we're just our chat is about cancer and living with someone who's got cancer and dealing with all the things that come with that.
And they do tell you, and I'm going to talk to the hospice about this, that there's no need to worry because we can make it very comfortable towards the end. But I'm not comfortable.
And we don't know if we are towards the end or not, really, do we? No one's really telling
us comfortable.
When to expect that kind of thing to happen. So maybe we're not near the end. In which case, you're meant to be not comfortable.
In that case,
you're only not comfortable.
What am I supposed to do? Just wait until?
No, well, I think you have got a bit worse this week, so I will message the hospice lady and see if the lovely Vicky can come and see you and maybe adjust things.
But the real problem is the amount of stress I put on you. That's the problem for me.
What, the 400 cups of coffee a day? No, it's fine. Don't worry about that.
No, I'm not.
27 bowls of cornflakes I have to make.
No.
My improvised dressings with kitchen roll and sticky back plastic.
Thank God for Blue Peter. You do everything.
Well, that's okay. Most of the time, I'm fairly capable.
Darling, we're getting this in the wrong way. It is a very, very stressful thing for somebody to look after someone with terminal cancer.
I must confess, I was very anxious about going to the studio last night because you haven't really been out anywhere for quite some time, and that's a long journey, and it's late at night.
Mm.
I knew that once you got there and you got on air, you'd be okay, because that's just, you get some kind of adrenaline rush thing or something that just wakes you up and makes you magic. But I was dreading the journey home.
Doctor Theatre.
Yes, I was worried about it. And when we got home, it was a little bit difficult getting you in the house, wasn't it?
It was, wasn't it? I was a bit worried about that.
And that's a bit that does worry me, because you're bigger than me, and so it's difficult for me to help you. I mean, Andy helped you up.
Yeah, I was going to say, luckily we have Andy.
Yeah, up the stairs. But once we're inside, I mean, do you remember when you were just about to sit down here on the sofa and you toppled forward and fell into me and I nearly went headfirst into that marble coffee table?
Oh, God.
With the sharp corner. I was thinking, oh, God, that wouldn't be any good. But...
So I think going to the studio is probably going not to happen much anymore. But everybody was ringing in and saying, very sad to hear you're snuffing.
I thought we were going because that was going to be your last time you were going to go. And I thought you were going to say, this is my last time. Because you said to me, I want to say thank you to all my fans. And I mean, obviously, you're going to still carry on doing things from here. But then when you got there, people were going, oh, you've been amazing. And then you're going, oh, I'm not going anywhere. So I thought, oh, that's the whole point why we're here.
I know, I couldn't bring myself to do it at the end. But I can't believe, because of the way I feel this morning, and you don't feel well, do you?
I'm not good if I don't go to bed at 10 o'clock. The next day, I don't feel very well.
Anyway, that's us moaning and groaning. But it's the same. A lot of people suffer it in silence, and you begin to wonder, where is the cutoff point between carrying on like this and just taking drugs, of which I take a myriad, and saying, right, I'd like to bring it to an end?
Well, I'm afraid you can't, darling.
In that case, assisted dying needs to be brought in.
Oh, well, let's not get all political. I'm too tired for that.
Yeah, me too.
So let's think of, have we had any jolly things happen? Oh, yes, I remember one thing that entertained me this week, with your not quite knowing what you're saying. So we had the lovely district nurse came around and she was changing your dressing. And I left the dogs in the other room because they were being a bit woofy. And when you're having dressings changed, you don't really want a dog jumping around. And we'd asked her if she had a dog, and she said she did have a Shih Tzu at home. She only likes small dogs. And then probably about 20 minutes later, just randomly out of the blue, you just said to her, you smell of Shih Tzu. Luckily, her name wasn't Sue.
I didn't say that.
You did. That's exactly what you said. And it was all a bit awkward silence. You went, oh, do I smell?
No, because the dogs were going funny, and I said something.
It was a tumbleweed moment.
I imagine you smell of Shih Tzu.
You didn't.
I meant the dogs.
Yes, I know. I realised afterwards what you meant, that you meant the dogs are woofing because they can smell your dog. If you'd said that, it would have been right. But what you just said was, you smell of Shih Tzu.
That wasn't supposed to be funny.
Well, you could have thought that was the funny thing of the week. So, I mean, And I just thought, if only her name had been Sue, that would have been hilarious. But as it was, it wasn't.
Well, I hope she's forgiven me.
Oh, no, but once you explained what you meant, but she was a little bit shocked, first of all, and a bit sort of like alarmed, thinking that she smelt funny.
Oh, well, no, she smelled fine. Is this difficult?
He's now feeling the side of his tongue, viewers.
I'm going to put some Bongella on it.
Oh, please do apply. I love to watch you apply Bongella. Does that mean you're going to start talking? He's got a bit addicted to Bongella. So he's given up cornflakes this week and just sucking Bongella out of the tube.
Oh, no.
Oh, other brands are available. See, he can't talk now. He's got his finger in his mouth. And you don't want to be witnessing this, really.
Well, I can talk now. See, it's better.
Magic Bongella?
Yeah, apparently you get it in a mint flavour.
I'll get you some more.
Do, because I've nearly finished that.
You haven't. That was from yesterday afternoon.
God, I've done that quickly.
You're probably overdosing on it, knowing you.
Well, that's the other thing I'm doing. I'm not doing anything other than sleeping.
No, you are sleeping 97% of the day and night.
Yeah, which is better than not.
Which is why I got a lot of work done.
Well, is being an accountant work?
Oh, no. No, not in the scheme of things. Not like what you do, babe. I don't know how you've managed all these years without completely getting burnout.
Yeah, got you back there. So anyway, if you are in the similar situation, the thing is, we just have to carry on.
And remember, when you're doing, you know, I have to order all the drugs from the pharmacy. That's something I had to do this week, which was a little bit annoying, because obviously I am trying to work and look after you. Don't want to leave you on your own, blah, blah, blah. But we needed some more of the drug, which is a morphine thing, which is a controlled drug. So I asked the GP for it. She said she couldn't order it from the chemist we normally get it from because they weren't available on her drop-down menu from her screen. Even though the surgery is literally next door to that building. So I said, okay, we'll just order it through the online direct chemist. They will reject it, but send me a barcode because they can't just deliver it because it's a controlled drug. So they then sent me a barcode. So then I rang the local chemist and said, I've got this barcode. Can I get this drug? And they said, yes, we'll get that for you delivered tomorrow. Then they rang me tomorrow and said, oh, we can't get that. It's out of stock. It's out of stock everywhere.
Yeah.
With our suppliers. And I said, well, when will it be in stock? Because I don't need it today. I've got a few days' supply left. No idea. So then I had to ring around.
This is a painkiller.
Yeah, this is your painkiller. It's a morphine type thing that helps your painkiller and breathing. So then I had to ring around all the local pharmacies and find one that had it in stock and then drive all the way there to pick it up, which was all a bit of a faff, really, and leave you on your own while I did it.
I promise not to do anything.
But anyway, we got it. We're fully drugged up.
Why are we in that?
And why I was mentioning that was because I think it's essential, whilst making sure that you have all your drugs, which there's many, as you say, a myriad of ones. I have to keep making sure that we've got enough of those for the next week. And it's constant ordering drugs. I also need to remember to order plenty of wine, because that's what I need of an evening. Not too much. Not enough that makes me be not able to look after you.
No, that worries me sometimes.
But just a glass or two of an evening does help.
Good. And have we got it?
Yes. I do try and make sure I don't run out of that either.
Well, I think we'll have run out of money. So what will you do then?
Oh, we've got it. I'm going to work, honey. Don't worry.
I mean, the fact is,
I do earn enough to buy myself a bottle of wine.
I'm teasing you. You know that. The fact is that it becomes more and more expensive to be ill. Even if you're going, you know, we go through the NHS, we don't have a private health insurance that will cover what I've got. But, some people, it must be really difficult.
Well, why is it
particularly
expensive?
Particularly if you've...
You don't have to pay for anything.
Some people do, though, don't they?
Well, not if you've got cancer. Your prescriptions are all free.
Oh, I thought you had...
If you're under 60 and you don't have... If you've got cancer, though, you get your drugs.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's better news. Because otherwise, you know, some of these drugs are really expensive when you see the costs on that. Anyway, so are we going out on the town, a bit of disco dancing tonight? You know, the interesting thing is, thinking about doing something like that makes me feel sick.
Well, the thing is that you'd be leaving a little trail of water on the floor with your leaky leg, and people would be skidding over in our wake, wouldn't they? So I reckon we should give the disco a miss tonight.
Yeah. That squirrel over there on the bird feeder, very entertaining. I sit here all day and I watch the birds.
Now, that is what is expensive. It's costing me an absolute fortune in bird food every week. I've never spent so much on dried worms in my life.
Huh.
But it keeps you entertained.
I must admit, TV I've gone off. But the birds feeding are really quite funny and endearing. And you have to be very careful at certain stages this age. You don't want too many peanuts.
Oh, right. No,
choke the baby birds.
Yes, no, we're not doing peanuts.
There's jackdaw here on the bird table. Stuffing as much?
That's bread.
What?
That's bread.
Oh, right.
I put bread on the bird table to try and get the little birds there, but still the big ones come. And then up the big table at the back, which is the magpie table, that's where I put meaty things.
We have a very, very nice pair of magpies. But you do get upset about there.
I'm not sure about the big killer birds. I like the little cute treaty ones, but...
Yeah, but nature supplies everything.
Yeah, weirdly, last weekend, when I was just sitting here looking out the window, there's something plummeted to the patio and it was a little blue tit.
Oh.
It just dropped out of the sky dead. It's bizarre, isn't it?
Where do birds go when they die?
They hit our patio.
Yeah, but think how many hundreds, thousands of birds.
They get eaten by the magpies, honey.
Hmm.
Or the foxes.
Anyway, there we are. Tales of the whales for another.
Yes, I need to do some eardrops in Mulberry's ears because her ears are beginning to smell a bit like brie. I don't think that's right.
No.
No.
Oh, dear.
She's going to have an ear clean next. That's my next job of the day.
Mulberry, I am.
And I'm hoping it's going to brighten up and I can take them for a walk.
We were supposed to be having thunderstorms.
Oh, great. Maybe not then.
Well, it's brightened up.
Yeah, but it'll wait till I just get halfway where I'm going and then it'll tip it down on me.
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Anyway, sorry, my voice is a bit difficult to listen to at the moment, so I will be guided by you as when I should do the show or not.
I think we're fine to do it from home. I think going into the studio is maybe a little bit much. It's a bit much for me, that's for sure.
Oh. All right, darling. Well, thank you very much indeed to everybody for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll hopefully catch up soon.
Next week. Bye.